Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Talking About Tolkien. In this episode, we're covering Chapter 10 of The Hobbit, a warm welcome, in which Thorin miraculously convinces the entire town of Dale to fund his adventures. I don't really have much to say about Dale in this episode, and it wound up being quite short, so I decided, in an effort to pad the runtime, I will occasionally, as Editor Ben, jump in with a footnote about the rich history and culture of Dale. Truly, Tolkien never slacked on world building. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Talking about Tolkien.
No, we're talking about The Hobbit, Chapter 10, A Warm Welcome. I did forget the title of the chapter, but I remembered it eventually.
It's a pretty short chapter.
Pretty short chapter, and to be perfectly frank, it's going to be a pretty short episode.
All right.
So they've finished their barrel rafting. They might have had a CGI fight. I don't remember. That's all a fever dream to me.
So after we had all of that excitement in Mirkwood, the spiders and the elves capturing them, and now we're going to get to just hang out on a river. And we're going to go down this river, and we're going to raft all our way to Lake Town. And I'm trying to think, because there's definitely some more rafting, and...
Footnote, Lake Town was also known as Esgaroth.
Then Bilbo gets them out. He gets out Thorin. He's kind of pissed off at Thorin because he's just like laying there for a bit. He's like, are you dead or not? Because like, if you're still alive, get up. We got other dwarves to get out.
I do like the way Bilbo starts talking to Thorin. Bilbo really like sticks it to him. Thorin's like, well, you didn't have to sit in a barrel. That's a good plan, Baggins, blah, 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 blah. And Bilbo's just like, you can get up or you can lay there and die. I don't care. Either way, I'm going to Lake Town. You can help me get these dwarves out of these barrels or not. And Thorin thinks about it, and he's like, yes, sir.
And they get out. I believe Feely and Keely and Thorin and Bilbo are the ones who go into town. And yeah. either Feely or Keely is like, God, it smelled like apples in that barrel. Like I was just crammed in there with a bunch of apples. It was awful. I could eat anything now except an apple. So when I get my share of that treasure, I am going to eat steak every day. And you know what? I'm just going to say it right now. I'm going to retire. That's right. After this adventure, I'm retiring. Are you retiring, Keely? He's like, yeah. We're gonna both retire. We're just this last leg of the adventure away from retirement.
Oh no, why are you emphasizing this so much?
I don't know, Ben.
They're also the youngest of the dwarves. Footnote. Lake Town was built in the remains of the Kingdom of Dale, which was considered by some to have a toy market that was the wonder of the North.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why I thought to mention that now that I think about it. It was just weird. Like, something just came over me.
I have not rewatched the movies yet. And
good call.
I forgot this chapter, to be perfectly frank. I didn't know what was going to happen when Thorin went into Lake Town. I forgot how this all worked out. What I did not expect was for Thorin to walk directly up to the mayor. Like, he walks up to a guard, and he's like, I am Thorin Oakenshield. And the guard's like, well, I'm going to need you to make a persuasion check. Nat 20. And then they take him to the mayor of the town. And he's like, I'm Thorin Oakenshield. I am here to kill that dragon. And he points at the mountain. And the mayor of the town's like, well, you better believe I'm going to need you to make a persuasion check with disadvantage. 2 nat 20s. And Thorin's just the king of the town now.
Well, the mayor did think that Thorin was a bullshitter, but he was like, you know what? They'll eventually be discovered if he is. So,
but he's so popular with the town. Like, apparently this town's been singing songs of King Thror, and they miss the days when the dwarves were up there making everybody rich, and they've been waiting for Thorin to come and make Lake Town great again, you know?
You ruined it. You ruined it. Well, now bad things have to happen to Thorin because of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a reason I might have made that reference. Thorin might go... He might get a little of that dragon madness. But for now, Thorin and the dwarves and Bilbo, they hang out in this town for like a solid week. At some point, it is mentioned, I can't remember if it was this chapter or last chapter, that Gandalf...
I think it was last chapter. Gandalf was like, oh shit, I gotta wrap up my business.
And he talks to some, he goes to where he's going, and he talked to somebody, and he's like, oh yeah, my party, they're gonna come up on the elf road through Mirkwood. And they're like, brother, nobody on that road survives.
Yeah, that road hasn't been used in like forever.
Gandalf's like, what? But I sent them all there. One of them's a hobbit. The hell's a hobbit? It's like a small person. Oh, he's definitely dead. So yeah, Gandalf's on his way, but I honestly think for most of this chapter they just kind of chill.
Yeah. This is the calm before the storm.
It is definitely the calm before the storm.
We had a break between the Misty Mountains and Mirkwood. That was the Beorn chapter. And now we have a little break between the Mirkwood and the final battle with the dragon.
And perhaps several armies.
Yeah, Bilbo did mention earlier there's something called the Battle of the Five Armies, and I have yet to see any armies, so, you know, wonder where they're going to come.
I don't think that was Bilbo. I think this story is a weird combination of, like, Tolkien the narrator reading and translating Bilbo's words. So, like, sometimes it's just Tolkien talking directly to you.
No, that can't be true because Bilbo fucked up in version 1. That was Bilbo. He was a liar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. My whole device is gone. But yeah, so Lake Town, I guess we should describe it a little. It's a town built on
a lake.
On posts in the middle of a lake. There have been many such lake towns in fiction and in reality. I don't have a particular Norse reference for that. I don't have anything particularly interesting to say about Dale itself.
About the men, Dale?
Yeah.
Wow.
The human nation.
I thought there'd be more to it because it got wiped out and everything.
No, I honestly looked into it. It doesn't play a huge role in the larger mythos. Most of the interesting stuff about Dale would happen after the events of The Hobbit, in my opinion. Like, eventually Bard will become a kind of king, and he does fight in the War of the Ring, but...
Does he really?
Yeah, Tolkien doesn't forget about them. But I feel like all of that's better left for another chapter. So I was going to ask you, like, I'm going to open up a question and answer session for you.
Oh. Okay.
Think of a question and off the cuff, I will try to answer.
What was the dwarves' plan? Because it was brought up on more than one occasion. They still haven't figured out what... are we going to do about this dragon? Because there were so many things that could have gone wrong before they even got to the dragon that it wasn't even worth thinking about. And now, they gotta go get him. What's their plan?
Footnote. In the behind-the-scenes material for the second film... it is explained that Lake Town was broken up into 25 areas, distinguished between poorer areas and more bourgeois areas. I'm reading this off the wiki. The bourgeois areas are the North Gate Merchant District, West Gate Soldiers District, Bureaucrats District, the Bureaucrats District, that's what they call themselves, the Business District, which is not the Bureaucrats District, the Civic Center, which is also not the Bureaucrats District. The poorer areas are the Farewell District, the Servants District, the Laborers District, distinct from the Servants, East Gate Warehouse District, distinct from the Laborers District, Fish Processing District, Market District, Boat Building District. How fucking big is this lake? Food District. I guess you don't need food in the other districts. South Gate District, Elderly Plus Sick District, Bards District, Immigrant District, Arrival District, which I guess is different from the Immigrant District, the Tradesman's Districts, Craftsman's Districts, Fishermen's, I feel like we already used fish, oh, that was Fish Processing District. What the hell is Lake Town in these movies?
What is happening at this point with the Necromancer? Is that all wrapped up?
I think at this point the Necromancer is wrapped up. And I guess I'm trying to think the text where, like, if it happened, I can't remember where like the whole council goes to fight Sauron, like Galadriel and Saruman and Elrond.
Yeah, it looks, I'm reading the wiki, Ben. It is the White Council. And apparently
the whole White Council goes?
Yeah, they apparently timed this so that Smaug would not aid the Necromancer. Would not aid Smaug. So this is all a plan.
That is some Tolkien retconning at its finest. What else you got?
That's it. That's all I've got right now.
Yeah, I tried looking into it, and I don't know that there's anything particularly interesting about the Men of Dale. I don't think they were descended from anyone particularly important.
Yeah, and doesn't that make them the most important of all?
Footnote: I checked, and they definitely were not important.
I feel like we should be remembering the Men of Dale, Ben.
The Men of Dale. They lived next to the elves. Oh, there were a couple of elf guards at the feast. We didn't talk about them.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, this dwarf is one of our prisoners. And Thorin was like, yeah, I was unjustly imprisoned. I'm a king, bitch. And then
need you to make a persuasion check. Another 20.
Damn. Okay. Well, the mayor is like, well, I don't want to piss off the elves. So but then everyone was like, Thorin, he's our man. If no one can kill the dragon, if he can't kill the dragon, nobody can. They fucked it up too in the book. That was retconned. And, yeah, then the mayor was like, well, I guess he's too popular to send back to the elves, so...
Well, I guess there is an interesting point where that is how the elves are going to now know what the true purpose of Thorin's quest was. That he was going to try to get all that gold back. And that's what's going to prompt Thranduil to eventually march on down and see how they did.
Yeah.
Thranduil's thinking, like, best case scenario, dwarves and the dragons kill each other.
Yeah, I'm thinking Thranduil, you need to get on that boat, you need to start sailing west. You know what I'm saying?
The one thing I didn't
disappear get... over that horizon, you greedy asshole. I don't remember you slaying a dragon. I don't think you did anything, Thranduil.
Footnote. I was struggling to think of ways to, like, stretch this. So I decided to see what the master of that, old Peter Jackson, was up to. And it turns out that in The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, Thranduil apparently did fight dragons. And he shows them like an illusion of a wound he suffered or something. He's mad at Thorin's grandfather about that. I gotta watch this movie. Probably gonna watch this weekend. There's a lot about Thranduil in this movie, and he did stuff. I mean, he's been in a lot of important battles.
Yeah, none of which were dragon or gold related. If he wanted the money inside that Lonely Mountain, he should have gone there. I'm just saying, he has some of the weakest claims to that money.
A lot of people have a lot of weak claims to this. This is based on Norse myth. You take it; it's yours. That's literally what Bilbo said to Gollum in the original. Finders keepers, bitch. No, what I was saying was, one of the things I didn't realize the first time I read The Hobbit was just how much of a cartoon it kind of becomes towards the end. So they've been going on these seemingly unrelated adventures. They've met the goblins. They've met the Beorn. They've met the elves. And all of the stuff on their journey is going to be there in the climax. Like, everything they went through that they didn't kill comes back at the end for like one big finale.
Except for the spiders.
That they killed them pretty hard. Well, Bilbo did.
And the spiders are weak to rocks, so...
Yeah. He's Bilbo Spider-Bane. Nobody called him that, but I'm calling him that. I think it's a fun little chapter, but there's just not a lot of meat on it to really dissect the way we've been doing.
Yeah, it's a smaller chapter. It's The Calm Before the Storm, and My Mic Jack Broke. Those are all the important takeaways from today's episode, and see you next week, I guess.
Footnote. 2 minutes to fill. Okay, we can do this. Let's see what we got. What we got here? That's still 2 minutes. Okay. The Lord of the Rings Online was a video game, and do you know what was in that? Dale was in that. Dale was originally introduced as a standalone instance. I guess, was it a dungeon? Taking place during Battle of Dale. It's the Battle of Dale. Battle of Dale was a battle fought between the realm of Dale, allied with the dwarves of Erebor and the Iron Hills, against the Easterlings of Rune in the Valley of Dale during the War of the Ring. I guess this is canon. So you could have played that in the video game. It doesn't really have anything to do with this particular chapter. Still a minute to go. Okay. Let's see here. Dale, let's talk about the Northmen. The Northmen were some guys who founded Dale. And they lived in Dale. That's kind of who they were, and that's kind of what they did. They had a language. Okay, here's something. We can talk about this. Okay. They had a language that was different than common. And it was called Northern. It was called Northern. God, Dale sucks.
All right, I'm gonna go get new headphones. Wow, this sucks.
Sounds like orc mischief to me.
Yep, it's the jack. Okay. Can you hear me?
Little orcs brown.
Oh, yeah, I need to switch over on Discord too, don't I? Yep, that's why I still can't hear you.
A wizard should know better!
There you go. The jack, I hope it's just the jack, on my Focusrite. It's kaput. It's done, son.
There is no curse in Elvish, Entish, or the tongues of men for this treachery.
Alright, so yeah, that's the most interesting thing that's going to happen this chapter, is Nate's audio jack is dead.
It is likely